In this video, we will begin thinking about your spiritual mission statement. A spiritual mission statement is a short, prayerful summary of how you sense God calling you to live, serve, grow, and bless others in this season of your life. It is not a prophecy. It is not a permanent contract. It is not a title. It is not a way to impress people. It is a tool for discernment. A good spiritual mission statement helps you bring together several questions. Who has God made me to be? What gifts has He entrusted to me? What burdens or needs has He placed on my heart? What relationships and settings has He placed before me? What kind of service seems to produce spiritual fruit? What training or preparation do I need? What is my next faithful step? Your mission statement should be rooted in Scripture, guided by prayer, shaped by humility, and tested in community. It should not be built only on emotion. Emotions matter, but they are not enough. A strong desire should be tested through God's word, wise counsel, spiritual fruit, timing, and willingness to serve. You might begin with a simple sentence, "In this season, I sense God calling me to serve." Then name the people, setting, or ministry direction. For example, "In this season, I sense God calling me to encourage new believers through small group leadership and prayer." Or, "In this season, I sense God calling me to serve grieving families with calm presence, scripture-rooted hope, and practical care." Or, "In this season, I sense God calling me to bring integrity, compassion, and Christian witness into my workplace." Notice that these statements are not about status. They are about service. A spiritual mission statement should also include formation. You might add, "To do this faithfully, I need to grow in patience, biblical understanding, emotional steadiness, and wise boundaries." That is honest. That is healthy. Calling is not only about what you do. It is also about who you become in Christ. From an organic human perspective, your mission involves your whole life. Your body, time, relationships, work, church, story, gifts, and limitations all matter. Do not write a mission statement that ignores your actual life. Write one that helps you offer your actual life to God. As you write, keep it simple, keep it humble, keep it connected to love, keep it open to correction. Your spiritual mission statement is not the finish line, it is a faithful next step. Ask the Lord to guide you, shape you, and use you for His glory and the good of others.